Hi, my name is José Miguel Parrella and I work with the open source team here at Microsoft, and today I'm going to show you how to install CCAN 2.1 using the Azure VM Depot image provided by the Open Knowledge Foundation. So you will need a Windows Azure subscription, and the first step will be to browse to settings, which is right on the bottom of the left pane of options on your Azure portal, and go to Affinity Groups. So as you can see, I have been creating some affinity groups, which basically are containers for Azure resources that bind those resources to a region, a geographical region. In this case, I have created a CCAN West, which is a West US region, and I will use that throughout the demo to associate most of the resources here. Optionally, you can also add a virtual network, so you can browse to networks, click on create a virtual network, put a name on it, for example, CCANNet, and choose the affinity group. In this case, it's the West affinity group, and then choose the subnet that you want to use. In this case, I don't have DNS server, so I just click on next, and then for the subnet, I will choose a 24, and I'll put something like 10.11.12.0, so I'll get 256 addresses in this particular subnet. So I go ahead and create that. While it's creating, we'll browse to virtual machines, which is on top of the list right here, and click on images. As you can see, I already have CCANDV and CCAN Web here. The way that you bring these images in to your account from VM Depot is by using the Browse VM Depot option that is in the bottom ribbon. So basically, you click here and you have access to the entire VM Depot, which is a community-contributed set of images on a service provided by Microsoft Open Technologies, a fully owned Microsoft subsidiary that dedicates to open source and open standards. So you can browse here and you'll find the CCAN database and CCAN web images. You just go ahead and click on that, and after some minutes, because it's going to copy like between 20 and 30 gigabytes of data over the internet, you will have the images sitting right here in pending registration status. So you click on each one of them and then register. So in this way, they will be available for you to use in your virtual machines. That's what I'm going to do right now. So you can see the virtual network has already been created. And after the images are registered, I should be able to create the instances of those VMs by clicking here in Virtual Machine Instances, then clicking on New. As you can see, Virtual Machine is already selected, clicking in From Gallery, and on the left pane, selecting My Images. I have Database and Web right here. I will choose Web first. I'll click on Next. I have to define a name for this, so I will use CCANDV001, for example. The size of the virtual machine, this is okay. And now for the certificate, you'll need to follow the Windows Azure documentation on how to create a compatible SSH keys with Linux. In this case, they suggest that you use either CentOS, Debian, or Ubuntu, and there are specific instructions on how to do it. However, you can also use Cygwin, which is available for Windows, and just run the OpenSSL commands that are described right here. So after you run this command, you will have a private key in a certificate, and you only need the certificate in this case. Go ahead and select the certificate. You can also provide a password. In this case, the password will not enable you for SSH authentication because certificates will be used, but it will be useful in case you need to use sudo or any other resource. So now we will create a new cloud service. It's gonna be called the same as the virtual machine, and I'm just gonna make sure that the CCANNet, the virtual network, is being used here. And as you can see, the subnet is also being automatically selected here. So I can just go ahead and click next. Since this is the web instance, in addition to the SSH endpoint, I should add the HTTP endpoint, which will enable access to TCP port 80. So with that, I can just click and go ahead with starting the creation of the virtual machine. So now that the VM has been created and the cloud service has been created as well, While it's provisioning and starting, I can go ahead and create the second VM as we discussed. So I just choose from gallery, and then I go and choose the DV image, which is the remaining one. I set the name for it, provide a password. And now that the other VM has been created, I should be able to choose ckdv001, which is the first VM that I created right from the drop-down list. And as you can see, the rest of the fields are already filled in. So I just have to go to the endpoint page. In this case, I don't want to create a public endpoint for database. I only wanted to do that for web, but not for database. So I'm fairly okay with this. So I click on that. And then now the two VMs are being created, started, and provisioning. Now that the two VMs are provisioned, you might wonder how are you going to SSH into each one of them if they have the same DNS name. See, the thing is that the second virtual machine that I just connected to the network and affinity group that I previously created has a different port for SSH. So you can click on the VM, then click on dashboard and scroll a little bit down, and you'll find that the VM has the port 63718 in this case. So I can access it by specifically calling that SSH port. So I'll put two windows side by side. In this one, I'll use SSH and the private key that I created with OpenSSL. The username is Azure User, and then the host name. And I will log in to the number 001VM. In this case, I will use the same, but I'll specify the port 63718, and I will log in to 002. So once I'm in, I can use sudo to escalate to root, and I can use the password that I created on the portal. So now that I have the two VMs running, I should be able to just go ahead and use my browser, and I should get Seekin. So this is just a simple tutorial on how to set up a VM depot provided image supported by the Open Knowledge Foundation of Seekin 2.1 on Windows Azure.